Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover.
Across our university city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
A homeless charity is calling on the community for support after a £6,000 overnight break-in. Cambridgeshire Police were called to Emmaus on the 1st of September after tools and machinery were stolen from the charity's workshop in Landbeach. Donna Talbot is the chief executive of Emmaus Cambridge. You may recognise the name and the voice, as Donna was previously with Arthur Rank Hospice. Good morning to you, Donna.
Good morning, Julian.
Good to speak to you. And we might ask about that move in a moment. But tell me, first of all, about the theft. What happened?
Sure. Well, as you can imagine, it's really upsetting for our team. We work really hard on our site up on the A10. And one morning we came into work and we discovered that, sadly, our workshop had been broken into and many, many tools and pieces of equipment stolen. And for us, that's equipment and items that we'd built up over many years, many with sentimental value. And anybody who's got a workshop or garage at home will know that those pieces mean a lot to people, you know, through the projects they've completed with them or the reasons they've acquired them over the years. So it was a really sad occasion for us.
I can imagine that. I guess we all have our sort of our favourite things. I've got a pair of wire cutters, you know, if you just need to, you know, wire a plug or something like that. I've never been able to find any wire cutters which do the job as well. And I guess people who have their own thoughts about their own tools and equipment that they use regularly.
Absolutely, without a doubt. There's definitely pieces that are very fond to many people. And I think these situations just don't take into account, do they, those stories or those pieces of history that accompany some of those items, really.
The sort of person who does that just doesn't care in the first place, do they? Well, what sort of things were taken?
It was a whole range of things, so in excess of 20 items, from band saws to circular saws to sanders to angle grinders to drills. So it was a real combination of items, which, as you can imagine, has really impeded us being able to get on with the many projects that we run from the site on a daily basis.
I was going to ask, how does that prevent Emmaus from doing the kind of work that you do? Or put another way, what kind of things can't you do right now because you literally don't have the tools to do it with?
Indeed. So around 60% of the money to run our organisation comes from our social enterprise. So that's our shop, our house clearance service, and our cafe. And obviously with our companions, they live on site, so we have accommodation on site as well. At the point of this theft, we were actually replacing windows in the main house, the house where the people that live on the site live. So actually that was really frustrating for us because this was a big project. We had required scaffolding in to do these projects. And as you can imagine, equipment like this is needed for that. We've undertaken various other projects, whether it's creating an area for our beehives, whether it's creating new paving, going up to one of our more rural areas on the site. So there's lots of work that we've been doing, and just the disappointment from seeing these items taken, but also the work that's had to go into the time spent with the Cambridgeshire Constabulary and obviously the insurance company in terms of working around what we may want to be placed through insurance, etc. as well.
I guess it's worth taking a step back, really. We, you know, journalists shorthand describe you as a homeless charity, but it's much more than that which you do, and there are, as you'll be well aware, a number of different charities around Cambridge who support the homeless in one way or another. So what's your thing, if you like, at Emmaus?
Indeed. Well, ours is very much around, we work with those that have been previously homeless. So what we do is provide a home for as long as needed, but we also try to enable those people to build confidence through learning new skills. So our enterprises are all built around us being able to offer people the opportunity to come and learn things with us. So each day they might be assigned to a particular area of our social enterprise, and they'll work in our cafe, they'll work with our maintenance team, they'll work in our shop, in our warehouse, or on our deliveries. So actually what's really lovely with that is that we listen to people, what skills they've acquired in past jobs, or we listen to what they might like to learn in the future. So whether that's allowing them to obtain a driving licence or to do PAT testing or to do the physical work. Many people really enjoy the structure of a physical, hard-working day as well. So all of those things are designed to be able to give these people purpose. And What's really lovely as well about our work is the way that we help others. So even although these people have been through very difficult times themselves, they always want to help others. And we do a lot of work with Cambridge Aid, enabling people to have furniture and clothing and things for their first home or a home in the area that they're newly moving into as well.
And £6,000 is a lot of money to lose in either in cash or in goods and tools, as has happened to you. Is this something which insurance can help out with? I guess even if it does, it's going to take a while before that finds its way to you.
Sure. I mean, insurance, obviously, we'll be claiming on that, but we also would really appreciate the support of our community. We know that many people are passionate about the work of our charity as well. And as we know with insurance claims, they are tricky things. And as we've said before, many of the things won't be able to be replaced like for like, so there's lots of work that we're doing around that with the team at the moment. And so if people are able to make a donation in support of our work, we'd really appreciate that, and that would just enable us to replace those tools as quickly as we can and get our teams back up and running.
And how? What's the best way for them to do that if people do want to try and help support Emmaus here?
That would be amazing if they could. So we have a website. It's www.emmaus.org.uk/Cambridge. So if you go to there, you'll see a donate button. When you process your donation, that will come through to us at Cambridge, and then we will be able to allocate that towards funds to be able to buy replacement equipment. If you want to discuss anything particularly with us, then please do email us on hello@emmauscambridge.org, and we'll obviously be pleased to have a conversation with you. We really appreciate that opportunity also.
hello@emmauscambridge.org. That's fairly straightforward, so that's good. We mentioned at the start of the interview, Donna, I mean, previously we used to speak when you were with Arthur Rank Hospice. It's a strange when somebody moves from one place to another, but tell me, are you enjoying the move and enjoying being in a new home, as it were?
Indeed. I absolutely loved my time at Arthur Rank Hospice Charity, as many of your listeners will know. And I was pleased to go back and rejoin them for Bridge the Gap just a couple of Sundays ago, where I saw lovely Neil Whiteside as well. Arthur Rank Hospice is a fantastic charity, and it's achieved a lot. And in the nearly 11 years that I was there, I was delighted to see the progress that we've made. And Emmaus is about to undertake a similar journey. We've built up a huge amount on the site, as we've seen in the last few years. And Diane, my predecessor, was absolutely fantastic, did an amazing job. And we're taking Emmaus onto a new chapter, so looking at a new strategy, looking at how we can better sustain ourselves for the future financially and in terms of what our companions need. So I see us on a very exciting journey, very much like the one I was able to enjoy at Arthur Rank Hospice.
Well, hopefully we can wander along and join you on some of that journey. But best of luck, Donna. Do hope that you're able to replace in some way those tools which have been stolen to continue the work that Emmaus Cambridge does. But thanks very much for coming on this morning.
Thank you, Julian. Thank you to your listeners also.
So, Donna Talbot of Emmaus Cambridge. I do perhaps take a look at their website and see a little bit more about some of the work which they do there.